Hello and welcome to a special edition of BJJ's Board Game Alliance. We are on episode 104, and we've got some very fun games to play today. I am your host, Joey Otahonolorlo. What? I'm a something-ist. I hate you!
Are you having problems with just one word?
I am having problems with just one word, John. Yes, I am. I am your host, Joey Deese. I don't even know what that word is. Do either of you even know what that word is?
I actually hadn't saw it yet. What's the word?
Is that one? Oh, what I looked up.
O-T-O-R-H-I-N-O. Oh, it's otorhinolaryngologist.
Rhinolaryngologist.
Is that
it's easy for you to
is
say.
Is that a real word?
Yes.
Somebody that works on noses?
Yes.
I got it right.
Wow.
Vicky's smart again. We are not.
Well, my new nemesis, old nemesis, and reoccurring nemesis, Sean Epperson, is with us from Think 12 Games.
Oh, hey, hey.
Of course, Josh Utley to my left of the Omega Gamers.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. And, of course, the lovely Vicky B running the boards.
Hola.
We're here to play games today. That's right. Just one. We decided we're going to bring it back. We're going to play another game. But before we get to the game, we have a Kickstarter that's going down today.
Today!
So we want to give you information on Dead Reckoning.
Dead Reckoning by AEG. So Dead Reckoning is a really cool 4X pirate-themed game. It's got a variable board set up, so you're never really going to be playing the same game twice. It also has the card crafting system that has been through a number of AEG's games, which means the cards that you have in the game are your crew, and you'll be able to get new cards, and you'll sleeve those in, and your crew will get better. They'll be able to do different things, which is really cool, and it makes your card, your crew, unique from everybody else's. Also part of this, you have a ship, and your ship will be able to acquire new things, be able to hold more cargo, be able to add more guns, be able to do more sails so you can go faster. You are going to be going out to islands and taking hold of the island to be able to like, okay, this is my place, and you can set up fortifications because people can come in and raid your island. Or you can go out and you can find someone's ship and you can attack their ship and have some piratey combat. The combat's really cool. So in the combat, it's basically a dice tower, but the dice tower is a ship. And you chuck them in, you chuck all these cubes in, and they wherever they land is what happens. And explosions can happen on yours, or explosions can happen on theirs. You can get gold, you can lose stuff.
What's cool is you don't drop all the cubes in at the same time, both sides of the battle. So one person has to go first. And the next person goes, and that could knock your cubes out of, like, prime positions.
Oh,
like,
hey, or, I got a shot. And then Josh knocks me out. I'm like, I don't have a shot anymore.
Or the opposite. Like, I just survived this. I just got hit him once, and you knocked all his cubes into where you got just destroyed yourself.
So you cannonballed yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Most people don't walk their own plank, but I like it.
There's also this really cool story element to it. They call it the saga system. So there's cards that convey the story that's going on as you're playing through the system. So what they're doing now is this is Saga 3. So they're expanding more to the story and more content. But it's also going to be a reprint as well. So if perhaps you missed being able to get Dead Reckoning and you're like, I really want this game. It's really cool, like just beautiful production. Well, now's your chance. And you can get more content.
And Sean and I played a lot of pirate games this last year. A lot of them come out. This is probably the best one in my opinion.
Oh, so you're saying buy it now.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
Pirate games are fun, and I can tell by the light in Sean's eyes that destruction and chaos are about.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
That always brings a twinkle to his eye.
Yes. A twinkle to my eye.
Well, something that doesn't have destruction but is a board game is the game we are going to play right now.
Right now.
Just one.
Today.
On sale now. Our laughs. Here we go.
So just one for those that don't know. And we're going to include the audience with this. So we want you to play with us because we like playing with lots of people. So the way Just One works is you have a deck of cards and whoever is going to be the clue guesser is going to say a number between 1 and 5. And then they're going to hold up a card and it will have a single word from 1 to 5. And that is the word that clue guesser is trying to guess. Everybody else is going to look at that. They're going to write just one word on their placard. Just one. the person that's doing the clue guessing isn't looking, they will reveal their words to each other to show what they wrote. If any are the same, those have to get erased, and those aren't clues the guesser will get to see.
And this is hardcore mode because we only have four people here.
We only have four people here. So, yeah, this is going to be tough.
So, Geek Nationals, you have your work cut out for you.
And what we do is I will read what the, whoever is guessing is going to say what their clues are. And maybe you can try and guess, and maybe you can be us. So, yes.
So, what you're saying is it's time to pull a card.
Yes.
Who would like to kick us off? Do we have a random number generator? Or maybe Sean can just go first?
Want me to go first? I'll go first.
I like that. We'll go with Sean.
We'll go with me.
That was my fancy.
So I'm going to hold up a card here so everybody can see here in the studio and make sure I'm not covering up any words. And I'm going to say a number, and I'm just going with number 3. I feel like that's the good one for me.
I knew you were going to pick 3.
So I'm going to let them see the number 3. I'm assuming you see what this word is. Now you're all going to secretly write down a clue for this number. I wish I knew what this was. Da, 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 da. So number 3. So now what they're doing is figuring out, okay, what's a clue that they can write that will help me figure out what it is, but maybe it's not so obvious that someone else is going to guess it.
I almost wrote a really bad clue down.
But if it's 2 out there, then maybe that leads them down the wrong path. So it's an interesting challenge.
Hmm. I have my word.
You have your word. Do you have your word, Vicky? Vicky's still thinking. And BJ. Wow, I'm looking at Joey now.
Younger BJ.
Younger BJ is stroking his chin. I think he's writing something down.
I've got it.
He's got it. By Jove, he's got it. And Vicky, do you have your word?
Oh, I should rules check before.
Yes.
That's okay.
Am I allowed to use, like, proper nouns or something like that? Or is there any rules of words I can't write down?
It can't contain any part of the word hero.
Yes. Okay.
And other than that, it can't be like hyphenated.
Okay.
It can't be 2 words.
Ah.
Like so if the word is ice, you can't write ice cream.
So not dry ice either.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
It's not ice.
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, Vicky's ready. Okay, so I am going to look away while the 3 of them show each other what they've written. Hopefully there are no copies of the same clue.
There are not.
Oh, they're not. All right, I'll get all 3. Sweet. Well, my clues are warm and...
Worm.
Wait, worm. I put my glasses on so I can see a little better. How about that?
Worm.
Worm. That still looks like worm. Okay, worm. Josh writes amazingly. Gala. So worm, gala, and Fuji. Fuji, gala, and worm. Fuji, gala, and worm. Worm is really throwing me off. Fuji, gala, and worm. Oh, wow, man. Fuji, gala, and worm. Fuji, gala, and worm.
I'm really glad I didn't write down my other
man.
Clue.
Hey, I know what it is.
Josh knows what it is. What does worm have to do with Fuji and gala? Fuji and gala. Man.
How many people are screaming at their radio.
Oh, right now? Oh,
what do Fuji and gala have in common? What do you mean?
No helping,
that's
Sean.
That's what I'm trying to think about.
Sometimes
one of the clues might be like throwing you off. You're like, okay, I'm going to discard. So I'm discarding worm.
And now it wants to go back to warm.
So now I'm thinking Fuji and gala.
And this is also kind of like a trying to explain the rules and how like people can figure out their thought process while playing this game.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's Sean. We should just not give him any help whatsoever.
Going to go with parade. I have 0 idea.
Unfortunately, it was not parade. Should we tell him?
No, I mean, isn't that gala?
Yeah.
Not parade? Gala.
Yeah.
Gala.
Fuji.
Gala.
It was apple.
Apple.
Apples have worms in them.
Oh, no. I was thinking like a ball or a dance or...
Oh. And
Fuji, I'm thinking the location.
Yeah.
And worm, that just messed me all up.
I'm glad I didn't.
The location, Fiji.
I was going to put delicious down, and I'm glad I didn't. That would have been even harder.
I was going to write pie, and I was like, pie isn't going to get him to apple.
maybe. I thought somebody else would write pie. Yeah. I was going to write red. I was going to write oranges. But I thought,
so if you think someone else is going to write something, you can kind of risk it by writing something that you're like, like, oh, if they put that out there and I put this, then those will be great combos together.
I thought mine was going to be a good combo, like, with, like, I wouldn't even put Worm, like, okay, good. Someone did kind of do something that where they're so off or, like, counter, yeah. you know, that they're counterproductive. Counter-say, just the polar opposites that they wouldn't normally go together would get you to Apple because it'd right. be one thing, but.
I buy apples a lot.
Yeah.
Because one of my kids just, how do you tell them, no, you can't have an apple? But so I know what Fuji and Gala and
I know what those apples are now. Granny yes, Smith I know exactly
Chris,
what those are.
Cosmic Chris. Dang it.
That's why I asked about the words because, like, can I write Granny Smith? But I was like,
is it one word? Or not?
Yeah.
Well, let's have Vicky go next.
Okay.
Vicky's going to hold up a card for us.
I'm going to say number two.
Number two.
Ah, yes.
Well,
I love this
interesting,
word.
Interesting. Who? Yes.
All right, Vicky, you have to, while we think of something to guess, you give us a little journey into your mind to how everyone else at home should be guessing to get us to this word.
All right. Like guessing, like that would be in my position, right?
So, for instance, yes, if Sean had never seen an apple, which apparently he has not, no. probably should have gone with types of apples.
Definitely. Sometimes what I start doing when I see the words, I start trying to pick out, like, what does this individual word mean? Like, pick one word. What are the different things that could go along with that? And then kind of create a little list in my head of the next word. So, yeah, Fuji, I probably, yeah, thought Fiji. Maybe I would have thought Fiji water. Would have thought the actual location. I don't know much about Fiji. I might have thought Apple and Gala. Maybe I would have thought Gala. So I would have thought, like, a regatta gala or...
That's exactly what I was yeah, thinking. Yeah, like, Fiji's location, the yeah, regatta. And like, yeah.
like a regatta gala or gala.
Maybe,
and then worm.
Maybe fishing because worm?
Fishing, yeah, water, maybe a yacht.
Fishing in the waters of
that's pushing
Fuji.
It too much.
Worms are only bad when you find half a worm.
Yep.
Yes.
In your apple.
I've got
in
my word,
mouth.
By the way.
Does everyone have their word?
I've yeah, got my word written down. Oh, Joey's currently writing.
All right, I think I've got one.
Okay. Eyes closed.
So Vicky will not be looking. We're going to show each other.
And, good.
Oh,
good.
Snap. Vicky gets three guesses.
All right, three clues. Vicky, read your clues.
Now she's looking.
Definitely.
So
I
go ahead and read this out.
Anaconda, serpent, rattle. Well, I saw Anaconda. I definitely have to think Nicki Minaj, the Anaconda. And Sir Mix-a-Lot. Just kidding. That's not the guess. It has to be Snake.
Yeah.
If it's not
good job,
Snake,
Vicky.
I would have been so pissed. Like, what else could that have been?
We nailed it. See that one? A little bit easier. We were all
a little bit
same.
Easier. Yes. Yeah. I thought about going down a Harry Potter route, but I'm like, everything I could think of was a little too obscure to try and make work. So
what's
I'm
the
like,
language they speak?
Parseltongue.
Oh, yeah. I would have known that.
But
I
that's
don't know.
Two,
what,
that's
not.
Two words. They like. Parcel?
Oh, is it? I thought it was one word.
Because you might think like parcel,
yeah.
like a package.
Like a package. Yeah.
yeah.
Voldemort. Nah, probably wouldn't work. What's the Nagiri? Right. That's the name of the snake.
Oh, Nagiri. Yeah.
Slytherin.
Slytherin.
Slytherin. Ooh, that would have been a great one.
I was going to write Atkins.
But then if I go Harry Potter, does that take you down the wrong path? Like you start thinking too much Harry Potter.
If you want to go very very vague and totally confuse everyone, you could have wrote X. Or even, like, maybe Taylor or Swift, because that was the whole, like, oh, she's a snake thing.
Wow. That's super obscure.
That would have been great if they
could. Not that obscure. It's pop culture.
Well, yes. But.
All right.
Joey.
I'm going to go, since we're playing just one, with number one.
Number one. Oh,
they're just leaning back in their chairs. That's not good.
Okay.
Now, my mind... Oh, God, Josh looks very puzzled.
I got it.
I like war elephants. So any guess that can go back to a war elephant or the movie 300 or something, that's what we're going to go for. Oh, no, this isn't good. Everyone at home, the audience should know that no one has written anything down yet.
Done.
Oh, Vicky did? All right. Vicky's going to be our
risking it. I'm risking
person.
It. Oh, Josh, no. Don't write what I'm writing.
Yeah, no.
You guys don't write what I'm writing.
Don't you write what I'm writing.
Please give me at least one clue. I'm going to guess more elephant if he has no clues. All right, I'm looking away. Share it.
Okay, show each other. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
All right, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my clues are doll, Ken, and Margaret.
Margo.
Oh. Margo Robbie? Margo, doll, Ken, and Mark. I mean, oh God, I mean, I want to say Barbie.
And you're correct!
Yes! All right.
Margot Robbie's playing Barbie.
Yeah. Oh, she is. Okay. Yeah. She kind of looks like a Barbie, I guess.
No, she's been, you should see the pictures they've come out because Ryan Gosling is Ken and they are living, I guess, in today's world, but they're all 90s dressed. So they have like the roller skates with the bright pink outfits on. Oh, it's so bad. It's good. You got to look at the pictures. It's so
I'm glad bad. I put doll.
Yes.
Because that helped drive you down the toy route.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why. Because I was like, okay, I get where they're going. But I'm like, because I was going to say blonde, but then I was like, that doesn't seem right. But then you had doll. I'm like, okay, it probably has to be Barbie then.
Yeah. I would be mad if you did not pick.
Yeah.
Another part I hate, the guessing.
Yes. Josh.
Let's go with number four.
Upside down, number four. Oh, I think you're going to get this one. I have faith in you. Now, as long as you get clues. Maybe you won't get clues,
you
though.
You clearly have not played this with me. Usually when I play for my clues, I try, because we play at a lot of board game cons, and I'm really only playing to Sean usually, I just try to somehow tie every answer in with board games. Not doing that today, though.
No, not today. This is a tough one, actually, though, because we could share clues pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like how, because I kind of want to go more like obvious, but I'm kind of worried that you guys don't know something outside of it. So you might go more obvious. I'm trying to be more.
And sometimes you gamble and be like, you know what? No one's going to go with this because it's too obvious. So I got to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've made my choice. I've made my choose. I have my word.
Made your choose.
I have a bad feeling about this clue I'm giving you, Josh, which is I feel bad because you said you wanted all the help you could get because you don't like guessing. But we're going to go for it, and hopefully it's okay.
I got this.
Fingers crossed.
Right. I need a point.
I got it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Close your eyes.
Eyes closed.
Show each other.
Oh!
No!
No, he's not going to
get it. No,
Josh, I have bad news.
All right.
Literally, Sean, I thought the same thing.
And mine's the vague one.
Yep. All right. We have one clue of diamond and no other clue.
No other clue. So sometimes
no other clue.
The lack of clues can help. I don't think they're going to help here.
No.
But
I pray for you, wow. Josh.
If I had gone with my second, it would have been perfect.
I literally thought, I'm like, is this too obvious? No, this should be fine. But I was like,
I'm just going to try to go easy and say ring?
That's a good guess,
that
actually.
Is a good guess. Yeah.
No.
I'm going to look at the word now.
Yes.
Because I'm... What?
The word was
Titanic.
I figured somebody would do boat or ship, and somebody else would do iceberg.
I was
going to
do iceberg.
That's what I was going to do.
Out of curiosity, what was the canceled word?
Ship.
Diamond. If you saw the movie, that was the big thing. The big heart diamond, the hope diamond, or whatever it was called.
If one of them would have made it, that would have been perfect.
I thought about doing Cameron.
Nope, that would have been nope.
I almost did Leo.
You could have done Jack, Rose, and I thought somebody else might pick it too.
You could do share the gosh darn door, lady.
I almost wrote door. That was my first thought.
Sorry, Josh. We did not help you there.
No points for me.
So a point for Joey, a point for Vicky, and no points for us. But the gamers here, we have 0 points. What's going on? This is actually how we play games. We're at the bottom of here.
We teach, we don't win.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to go with number five.
This has to be the hardest word so far,
I think.
Pick
another word.
Let me see.
I wish I had, no.
This is
number five.
Oh, man.
Number five.
All right, guys, I don't know. This is...
Whew. Now, there's picking five doesn't mean it's harder, doesn't mean it's easier. They're all randomized. The number is just to help you, like, lead people to what word it is.
Boy.
Although that would be an interesting way to. I'm going to go with an E.
I've written a word. Don't know that it'll help you.
Yeah. No.
But it is a word.
It is a word.
It's totally a word.
Same.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not expect you getting a point.
I've actually played with children that actually didn't quite understand the game and just wrote a word.
Just a random word?
Nothing to do.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is actually adorable.
It is.
I'm gonna try. This is tough. I mean, I feel bad for Josh. I feel real bad for Sean.
All right, Vicky, you got your word?
Yep.
All right, we're showing each other.
No!
No!
Oh, no!
Okay, Sean, you're going to get...
We literally all had essentially the same word.
I'm like, that's almost it, yeah. But not quite.
You get a word.
I get a single clue. Action. Wow.
And
my clue is action.
Go.
So you at home, what do you think the word is?
You can take your guess, of action. And then we'll give you the clue that we took out, and yes. We'll see if you could get it even then.
I will say, though, the way action. You said it, though, the very first time, might be a clue, too. And just the way you said it.
Action. I'm going to say verb.
Okay, now you guys can tell him.
Your second clue is acting.
Action and acting. Movie?
Close.
Very close.
And I almost wrote that.
Yeah, same.
Your word was scene.
Scene. Oh, my Lord.
How do you get someone to scene?
I don't know.
That's hard. A beating.
That's hard.
I guess maybe kissing scene. You know,
that's what I was going for with action scene.
Yeah.
I feel like that might have been a good one if there was more people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, and rough. Scene is the only thing I can think of at the end of something where people actually say, and scene.
But you could write and kind of drawn out.
Yeah,
that could work. I was also thinking maybe just like you've been seen or something, like even though it is seen, you switch the word to make it a little easier for yourself. But I couldn't even think of anything for that.
I have seen people do like the and thing where they stretch something out because they want you to pronounce it in a certain way. That's still valid because it is still a word.
Yeah. All right.
I love how we continue to do horribly.
Yes, we're zero for Team Me.
That was a tough one, though. My gosh.
All right, I'm going to do four.
Number four.
Okay. Number I think four. I have a clue for this one. I don't know if you will immediately go there, though.
Hold it up one more time. I want to make sure I'm reading the right words right, because it's... Yes, I was. Cool.
Ooh. Mm. This is tough. I have two ones I could do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, this is like, I love this game when you don't have a lot of gamers in your party. If you have people coming over, everyone can enjoy this game. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. And the great part is you can drop in and drop out.
Yeah. Literally, like, hey, I'm going to go get some snacks. Okay. Oh, snacks. I want snacks.
So when I was at KublaCon, there was a group of people there that were like over a dozen people. They had two copies of Just One out, and people would walk by, and they'd hang out for a while and sit down and play with them and then take off for a little bit. So, yeah.
I have my word.
God,
I have my word as well.
We might be have the same.
Oh, No. I'm calling an audible. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm changing it up. On the line. Wow, just in time. Because I have
two in my head. And I don't know if Vicky would get either of them.
I don't think either one of you are going to do this. So, okay.
All right. We ready?
Not looking.
Okay, good. So, Josh is the one I was going to go
to. Okay, that's great.
Yeah. That was my second one, Josh.
I'm glad you get three clues, Vicky.
You get three clues.
Shake, love, mystery. Oh, I think I get it. Shaq?
Yeah!
Way to go, Vicky.
Nice.
Because that's, I went and I'm like, shake, I thought milkshake, and then like brain thought Shake Shack, love, and then what was your mystery? I was like, is it books? Because I saw Just Love and Mystery. I'm like, does it have anything to do with like types of fiction or whatever? So then I had to exclude one and then think, what do these two words have in common? Shaq.
Yeah. Nice. Well done.
What's Mystery Shaq?
Mystery Shaq from... the cartoon that takes place in Oregon.
That did not narrow that down.
Yeah, I don't know. How recent is that?
Did you watch these while eating special plants out of your garden shop?
Where the uncle has a shack of like mystery stuff and oddball weird things.
You are not making this better.
It's the nephew and the niece. She's super crazy.
Is Mystery Shack the name of it?
The Mystery Shack was the place.
Oh, okay. Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls. There we go. Yeah.
Oh. I was like trying to think. Like, I don't know any cartoons.
And I figured you'd have seen Gravity Falls.
I've seen
you might get
bits
Mystery
and pieces.
Shack.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you are pandering to the pair.
Yeah, I was going.
That didn't work too well for him. All right. Next.
All right, Joey.
I will be going.
Joey.
With number two.
Okay.
Two for you. Just one for me.
Number two.
That last one was hard because we don't have a lot of Shake Shacks out here.
We don't.
And we have one?
I think one. Here? Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. And then Love Shack, I'm like, well, most people know Love Shack.
I didn't know we had any Shake Shacks out here.
They're new, yeah. I think one just opened very recently, I believe.
Huh. Okay.
And I like shakes. And I like shacks.
Double chicken.
All right. Have you guys
got my word?
Not yet. Turn it around. Not yet.
Oh. Josh has to look up spelling.
Google?
I see him Googling on his phone.
No, I didn't know what you're talking about, sir.
What? No.
Him?
What is happening? How do I do that?
Josh is struggling with technology. What's happening is Josh is struggling with technology, and it's quite amazing to see him over here.
In the love
by technology,
shack,
he means my brain cells.
There's a little known place where we can get together.
Okay, that didn't work.
You didn't know you were going to get karaoke today, did you?
Yeah, right?
Shake. This must be the longest rhinoplastiologist word that Josh is going to put on this thing right now. He's still looking at the phone. This is tough.
I think looking up the spelling has me concerned.
No, shut up.
Well, he's not going to be sharing his clue with anyone else, I think.
I'm pretty sure about that, too.
Yeah.
What? The pen is failing on me.
Now the pen's out of ink. Things have gone terribly awry.
Okay.
All right. Share your clues.
Here we go.
Ready?
Yes. Oh, perfect.
Do I have three? All right.
You have three.
Oh, I don't, this is...
Well, my want to turn here so he can read it.
My clues are red, bear, saurus?
I get where Josh was going with this.
Yeah.
Saurus. Barosaurus? Barosaurus? The red Barosaurus.
I know mine you're is going. On theme.
Yes.
I get extra points for
I don't
me.
Think he's going to get that.
No,
bear. Red.
It was worth the risk.
Bear. Red. Bear.
Don't forget this
Saurus.
One.
Or do forget that one.
Yeah, maybe do.
I'm glad you looked up the spelling because I have no idea what saurus is.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But I really like this idea of barosaurus. Oh man, I'm having a tough time.
God.
Oh my god. Red bear. Whatever that is.
There's people right now that know
that are like,
oh my god, that's the best one.
I know, yeah, totally. I feel terrible.
I would have gotten it from that.
He would have. I was pandering to Sean. You know, this is how you play the game.
The wrong person.
I'm trying to convince myself that they're going to figure out what your clue is before I fail at guessing this. I'm just going to go with. Panda.
Oh! You got it!
Really?
Yeah.
Yay!
Pandasaurus is a board game publisher.
Oh! Okay. I thought it was, because that's what I thought. It has to be half a word or something, but I couldn't. I kept just thinking Stegosaurus. That's why I would say Barosaurus. And the only reason I thought panda was because Vicky was talking about red turning red.
Yeah. I love that movie.
And I was like, I don't even know. Unfortunately, I don't know what Josh is, so I'm just like, red.
I'm glad I wrote bear, because holy cow, that would have been impossible.
So I just kept thinking red bear, and I was like, the only red bear I know is a panda.
Yeah, perfect.
The red pandas are so cute.
Well, good.
I'm glad I was no help, but it was still worth it.
Nice.
So, just for the record,
shush.
0022.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Pointed that out.
Mm-hmm.
Josh.
And I make clues hard as well.
Well, you know what? You were right, though. If had I been more in the know. Yeah. And I love Pandasaurus, which is the funny part, because I thought they had the best name. But I really thought when you were looking up the spelling of things that it was a real word, because you spent so long looking it up. I was like, what? I don't know this word.
The problem is if I pick a word and I misspell it, highly likely, then you're really thrown off.
Yeah.
Because I often misspell and put in other actual words.
Yes.
All right.
What is your number, sir?
I'm going with number one.
Number one.
Oh, I love this word. All right.
Okay.
It's a word that Joey loves.
Mm-hmm.
Is it gambling?
Oh, all right. Just don't even put anything down, guys. You got it.
I got it.
Nice.
Meanwhile, Vicky,
Sean writes. Why am I the only one that has to Google?
Dang it.
Because we don't pick hard words.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, I have to be like more specific. I'm getting too vague with this guesses. This isn't good. I was going to give you a very not helpful clue. You need a helpful clue. This is a hard one, though. I will tell you that again. I don't know how you do it. It's random, but you pick the hard ones.
And they're still drawn away. Vicky's done. She's like, I got this.
I keep thinking Love Shack.
Joey's thinking Sean is malfunctioning.
Oh, okay, I think I've got something. I didn't go with my first one because I felt like that was a little too obvious.
Oh. I have mine and I hope I don't share it with anyone.
Joey has his one. They're looking. I'm looking away.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Oh, we're good. I think we did it.
Well, we got three of them, but is he going to get it?
Yeah, this is tough.
Here we go. Okay. We have drink, booze, martini.
Drink,
booze,
martini.
Drink, booze. Is this instructions?
Shaken, not stirred.
Drink, booze, martini. Now, is it something to do with a specific drink or a character? I don't know.
You just gave me the dirtiest eyes. Boom. I can't give you any hints.
I'm going to go with gin.
That's close. Decent guess. I was going to... If I had written margarita, would that have felt better?
I think so.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to write margarita because you were so fast. I'm like, oh, she totally wrote margarita.
No, I just thought alcohol. Pretty simple. And I figured somebody else would write martini or something.
It was for me. My second guess was going to be James Bond.
So I was going to write Bond, and I was like, "That's bad." Because you're going to guess martini. Yeah. So I was like, "Well, if he's going to guess martini, then the next step would be put martini down, because someone will go vague." And then I was like, "But I was like, cocktail's a hard word, though. It's not like that's what I thought
about."
Put
cruise. There was that great movie.
Yeah,
a lot of the cocktails I was thinking of were two words.
I knew there was Moscow a movie Mule called Cocktail. I didn't remember who was in it or what it was about.
Yeah,
it was about bartenders making. What was the movie?
They made fun of it on like I think Bob's Burgers or something, and it's like, oh, it's like that movie Cocktail, but then I think it had nothing to do with Cocktail. That's why I was just like, wait, do I really know what that movie's about, or was that a joke? I don't know.
I was excited about the word until I realized I had to give you a clue. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is hard.
I was gonna make it.
Well,
dirty,
we continue
but no.
to have no points for Sean or Ray.
0-0 and a tie for Vicky and Joey at 2.
Did we mention how much we've played this game?
You have pulled bad words. You're very unlucky at this.
Yeah. Like,
I got panda.
I'm blaming the people that are giving me clues. I blame all of you.
Okay.
Watch the Geek Nationals are gonna be like, I got literally all of them. Right.
Yeah, let us know what you guys got. If you got them right.
I think it's pretty clear that Sean and I lose.
Well, we can't end on a tie.
Yes.
So I think that means that Vicky should have to pull one more card for all the marbles.
So very important for all board game designers and publishers. There must always be a tiebreaker.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, Vicky, what is our lucky number?
Number one.
Ooh. Should I sabotage her and just put down no?
Oh, I have words for this one.
You have words?
Yeah, you won't get any of them, but I have words.
Oh, man. Oh, I have so many good ones, but I don't know if it's hard to do with one word. Have you one word?
Could I get it? Could I not?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
One
I just
down.
Did it. I did it.
Oh, gosh.
I went with it. Went with my gut. Did it.
Okay. I've got my word.
I'm going to put one
you
down.
Better not
I
write
hope.
My word.
You better not write mine.
All right, did anyone write this? Ah, you're going to get this one, Vicky.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get this one. Read your clues out to the lovely audience.
We got struck, Thor, lightning, thunder.
Ding, 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 ding.
Honestly, I think Joe's is the one that sealed it for me.
And already... And you're guessing this was already better than the latest movie. Personal opinion, not opinion.
I still haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers, please. I got a tiny human that doesn't leave me alone, and he's not even my own kid.
Why tiny human?
I know.
Is it not Hercules?
Vicky, you're the winner.
Woo!
Vicky wins.
Wins with three. Joey with two. Josh and I, well,
zero.
We
just won't
talk again.
We won eggs.
We won eggs.
They'll be hard boiled. Let's take them to the bridge.
Good idea.
That was from another episode.
Hey.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us in this lovely game of Just One. Let us know how many you got correct. Post on our social medias, bjgeeknation.com, or, you know, search for us on all of those lovely platforms. And Josh?
Well, don't just play one game. Play them all, but play them nice.